Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Hello, and yes, you are listening to me, Mike Davis, live here on this sunny, well, can't say really sunny, but and it's been a nice day here in the UK, but it's been a, so welcome. I'm just baffling on as usual. You're listening to me, Mike Davis, on this Sunday afternoon in the UK. And I know it's at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 12 p.m. or 12 midday Pacific Standard Time. I've got an amazing show lined up here for you today. I got, we've got two guests on here today. We have a gentleman and a lady that works together, and they do some wonderful work, and they have been doing lots of work for the spirit world for a number of years. So let me just introduce my guest to you. It's Les. Hi, Les. You there with us?
Hi, Mike. Good evening to you.
How are you doing?
Fine, thanks.
And
Maureen?
Yes, Maureen. I know that, Maureen. I was. Okay, we have Maureen as well. Hi, Maureen.
Hi, yes.
And how are the both of you doing there?
Brilliant.
Good. Because I know that, you know, I mean, you're on Mike Spirit FM. We have hosts from all over the world. We really do. And we have guests from all over the world. But I know that you two are maybe just down the road from me. That's right, isn't it?
That's right, yes. We're probably about, 10 miles away, something like that.
In a wonderful place called Cardiff, which is, as you say, about 10 miles away from a lovely place called Caerphilly. And welcome to the show, the two of you. And, you know, it's been a bit of a while. It's been a bit of a challenge to get the two of us together, isn't it, to bring the show together. I know we've talked about it for maybe a year or so, is it?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, every time we bump into each other, we say, well, I must do this, and then life gets in the way somehow.
That's it. You know, it's the way that kind of the world works, if that makes sense, and, you know, how difficult it can be sometimes. Because, you know, when there's lots going on, it seems to be very difficult, doesn't it? But, you know, it doesn't matter. What matters is that we are here, and we are here to work with yourselves and work with the lovely callers that call in from the spirit world. And, you know, if people want to call in, let me just call out the numbers to you. It's 760-283-4611. That's if you are in America. If you are outside of America, you need to dial 001-760-283-4611. You must bear in mind that they are chargeable numbers, so, you know, don't think that that's a free call, because it's not. If you want to come through free of charge, again, that's simple. Simply go to www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM, and there you will see the home page, and you will see the show page, where you will find our chat room. And at the beginning of that page there, you will see a Skype icon button. Press the Skype button, and it's totally free for you to come through the studio and to get a reading or your questions answered with either myself, Mike Davis, Les, or even Maureen. So it's going to be a wonderful show, the two of you, and I'm looking forward to working with you a little bit later on in the show. But Les, I suppose we go back, gosh, it must be about 15, 20 years ago, does it?
That's right, yes. And I remember cheering for you when you were working in the church. So that was...
That's right. No, I remember that in Park Grove Church, wasn't it?
That's right, yes, yeah.
I remember, you know, because Les is so funny, and I quote this to a lot of places I go, and well, you know how I work, Les. I mean, you know, we've worked together many times now. I like to be humorous if I can. You know, I like to.
That's right, yeah.
You know, because I enjoy the humor, and I know the spirit world enjoys the humor too. But I always remember, it wasn't you, Jennifer, it was another lady, and it was in Parkgrove. And you know sometimes, and Maureen will vouch here as well, you know sometimes when the spirit world goes so fast and you can't keep up with them and you kind of get it tongue-twisted and you kind of get all in the fluster?
Yep, out, we know that all right.
Out it came, Les, full mouth, you wouldn't believe it. The first word began with F and the second word began, well, was off, and it came up full mouth.
Oh,
and I looked in utter disbelief for myself, and I turned to the chairperson and I said, I do apologize. And she said to me, it's okay, just don't do it again.
Yeah, that's fair enough, isn't it?
And you know, I was asked back, and I always quote that, you know, that because sometimes, you know, when they come through and they are that strong, we are in no control of you know, how quick the information comes. So we just want to get it out as quick as we can, as quick as it comes in. Save us holding on to that information. And, you know, I know that you work a lot of places, Les. I know that you work a lot of churches and demonstrations. Well, you and Maureen work them together. Yeah. Have you got any, you know, anything coming up soon?
Yes. We're at Having a Coid in Abercrave on Thursday this week, Thursday the 5th.
A lovely place, a lovely place.
Yeah.
I've worked Having a Coid a few times. I yet to take Kerry to Having a Coid because I know Kerry hasn't been there. Well, it's a wonderful little place, and actually, it's not just a place where they do a service, but it's a place where we can go to have education, if you like, of the spirit world, isn't it?
Yeah, there's courses all throughout the year of different things. So whatever your sort of spiritual interest is, there's usually a course that suits you at any level, which is really nice.
Yeah, most definitely. And, you know, I, as I said, I love working and Having a Coid. I really do. But, Les, I know that you and Maureen have built up a nice working platform yourself. And I know that you've got a nice website, which is www.mindbodyandjones.co.uk.
That's right.
And so, you know, I'm on that website as we speak. And, you know, there's a nice... a nice feel to the website, let's just say that first, but also that there's a telephone number at the top of the website where people can call you.
Yeah.
And is that where they can book you and Maureen for a demonstration and for a private sit-in and stuff?
That's right, yes. Yeah.
Okay, so if people, you know, want to see you in person working, just simply call that mobile number there. I must stress as well, Les, because where the number starts with 07 or 07, as we would say here, if you are outside the UK, you need to take that zero away and put the plus 44, then it would be 7707 and the rest of the number. So, you know, if people are trying to call you or want to call you and they're not in the UK, you need to take that zero away and put plus 44 there, Les, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a good reminder, actually. It's something I forgot to do on the website. We're just sort of in the process of reconfiguring the website as we speak. So it actually didn't go live. Well, it sort of changed over yesterday.
Okay.
Of course, I haven't been able to do any mods now because of the weekend. So.
Yeah. But you know, well, you know, if it's a new website, Les, I must say, you know, that you've done a fantastic job in there. But you know, I know that people are listening to us from all over the world in every country that you can think of. You know, going from Japan all the way over to India and you know, over to America, Iceland, and every country you can think of. There's listeners there. So I must stress, if you are wanting to get hold of Les and Maureen, take the zero off and put plus 44 and then the rest of the numbers there in front. And then that's how you will know, that's how they can get hold of you, Les, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. On Monday, I'll adjust the website just to indicate that so people would know.
Okay.
Outside the UK. So thanks very much, Mike.
That's okay. Well, I know as well in that website that there's a like us on Facebook. I know that Kerry is busy as we speak putting that in the chat room. So I know that we've got a few people in the chat room at the moment, and I'm sure that that'll get busy. Well, it's getting busy now. I can see that there's lots of typing going on in there, which is fantastic. So, you know, keep up the good work. And... you know, as we move on with the show, I'm going to hello Mike off Mike Green, and hello Mike Green back to you. You know, Les, if I don't say hi to him, he kind of goes and stops with me.
Oh, right.
But he's okay. He's a lovely guy. He's been on here himself. He's been a guest here many times on Mike Spirit FM. Having a COID on Wednesday.
Yeah.
I must put that in my calendar because I may even come along to up to having a COID. It'd be nice to come up to having a COID because I haven't been there for some time. Maybe me and Kerry could come up there on Wednesday and just come up and watch you work and just enjoy the...
Yeah, that's right. It's Thursday the 5th, it is.
Sorry?
Thursday the 5th.
I missed the 5th.
Yeah, Thursday the 5th.
Oh, Thursday, I do apologise. Yeah, well, it's not going to be going there Wednesday. That would be dreadful, wouldn't it?
Well, you could if you like. They could have an extra service then.
They could. Yeah. Okay, so Thursday. Yeah. Well, Les, you know, please do remind me because, you know,
okay.
Mindful of things. You know, it's been a busy day here in Mike Spirit FM headquarters, if you like, because we've already done one radio show today. I've just come back from a service up in Penrhyl, a lovely church that I know that you work with. And now here on Mike Spirit FM. So it's been a busy day. I know that, well, it'll just get busier as the day goes on. It really does. But, you know, that's just the way life goes, and that's the way I enjoy it. I suppose I wouldn't want it any other way. So what else is in the planning then, Les?
Right, we've got on Thursday the 12th, we're in the Victoria Park pub in Cardiff in the Cowbridge Road.
Okay, and what are you doing there?
That's a clairvoyance evening.
Okay, and people can pay on the door, can they?
Yes, yeah, that's exactly how it is, yeah. And we have a nice upstairs room there, and it's a very nice pub, and you can even get food there if you like as well, so we don't mind that.
Well, that's even better, as long as you can have food at the end of the evening. One more, yep. That's what, isn't it? So is that an evening that you and Maureen are doing together? Is it?
Yes, that's right, yeah.
Okay, so the two of you will be going there and giving a demonstration of your mediumships.
That's right.
And, coming home and...
With and putting the radio on.
Yeah, can't fault it. You know, that's the way to do it, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, and which is fantastic. So so that's this Thursday covered, next Thursday covered. Anything else in the planning as we go further?
Yes, we've got on Sunday the 15th, we're in Pontywine Church, if I pronounce it right. Probably not, but...
Pontywine Church, you mean?
Yeah, Pontywine, yeah.
Okay, I know well.
That's down by the old canal, isn't it?
Yes, listen, you'll go over the bridge and just round the corner there.
Yeah.
That's you know, it's a beautiful church, that is. And
yeah.
Again, I had to take Kerry to that one. And you know, I've always had a fantastic night there, I really have.
Yeah, we've always enjoyed working there, and funny enough, we were booked on the strength of the message I was given. We passed it and just called in and thought, well, we'd enjoy the service there. We sat at the back, and with the information that the medium on the night said, you know, everybody heard it in the church afterwards, they said, oh, we booked you after what that man said.
So, wonderful.
So it was quite a surprise, you know.
Wonderful. Okay. So, you've yet to work there yet? So
no, we have worked there, yeah.
All right, okay, all right, yeah. Okay. My mistake. I do apologize. Because I was going to say, you know, to work there, it's a fantastic place to work.
Yeah.
Also, a fantastic place to visit as well. Pontywine Church is somewhere I do quite regular. Unfortunately, not the Sundays anymore because Mike Spirit FM, obviously. Yeah. But you know, we do some midweeks. I know that we do quite a lot of a midweek special, which, you know, I enjoy doing for them, and I'm sure that they enjoy me doing them for them as well. Because, you know, it's all a part of raising funds for the church and working for the spirit world, you know, mainly, and that's what it is for me. Okay.
The other thing about that is if anybody would like to go there and join us on the Sunday the 15th. You want to get there early because the times we've been there, it's been absolutely full. Really lovely, full congregation.
Most definitely, you know, it's always been the same, and it's fantastic, you know. you know, and I'm finding is that the spiritualist churches are now starting to grow. Are you finding the same, Les?
I think everybody's taking stock and realizing they've got to do a bit more to, if you like, publicize themselves, because if people don't know they're there, then they're going to miss out. So, and also let people know as well that every service includes a demonstration of mediumship.
Of course, you know, and just like tonight, you know, I've already done a demonstration of my mediumship before I even got back to Mike's Spirit FM studios here. But, you know, it's all part and parcel of working for the spirit world, and it's all good fun. So if people want to find you, Les and Maureen, www.mindbodyandjones.co.uk. And I must say, a wonderful name, that is.
That was, we were discussing it many years ago, and it actually it was my son-in-law's idea.
Okay.
So he came up with that idea, and I thought, yes, that fits perfectly, so...
Mind, Body and Jones. I really do like that. And incidentally, that's the same name on Facebook, isn't it? Mind, Body and Jones, there on Facebook.
That's right, yeah.
Okay. Well, Les, I know that the time has come for us to go to our first piece of music. So, well, let's just say enjoy.
Thanks very much, Mike. Speak to you soon.
How do you like that one, Les?
Yeah, that's great.
That's our Katy Perry with a new song, You're Gonna Hear Me Roar. You know, I like that one. It's a song that I enjoy. So, yeah, it's all good. It's all good. So we got... Sorry, Maureen, what was that?
Yes, I love it.
You like it as well?
Oh, I loved it. With loads of energy.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about, isn't it?
Yeah, it's brilliant. If you go and get your feet tapping, you know.
Definitely. Well, you know, we'll keep that thought in your mind of getting because we've got some callers online.
Okay.
And we're going to go to our first caller, excuse me. And we haven't had a chance to screen any of your callers, and I do apologize for that. But, you know, it's been a busy one here in Studio One. I know me and Kerry's been a bit, what's going on here? But all sorted, all settled down. So let's go to area code 347 and say hello, area code 347. Can we take your name there, please?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, can we take your name there?
It's Kira.
Kira. Hi, Kira.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Can I ask you, Kira, where you're from?
I'm in Georgia.
You're in Georgia. Okay, and what was the reason that you called in for, Kira?
Just general, whatever you have for me.
Just a general whatever we have for you. Okay, well, I'm going to hand you over to the fabulous Les and Maureen. Are you going to work together, guys? Is that how you're going to do this?
No, we can do it either way, really. It depends how the link goes.
Okay, let's just go with it. So, Les, Maureen, it's over to you.
Okay, thanks very much. Hello, Kira.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, okay, thank you. When I realized the call was coming through, I was immediately aware of a gentleman in the world of spirit who would have had breathing difficulties and a chest condition that would take him to the world of spirit. Can you understand that, please?
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you? And I felt this condition lasted quite a long time with this gentleman, so he would have had to bear the problem with it for quite a while. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. It does.
Okay, thank you. I keep asking for your voice because if I know I'm on the right track, then the link gets stronger. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
And I also feel this gentleman that he had a certain amount of body weight as well. I feel he's bigger than myself. I'm probably about 5'9", 5'10", but I felt this gentleman was bigger than that. And so, let's say stockier the build. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
And I feel as well with him that this gentleman must have had a sense of humour as well. Can you understand that?
Yes.
Because, and I feel that he quite liked sort of practical jokes as well. You know, that kind of thing. Does that make sense to you?
It does, yes.
Yeah, okay, thank you. And he's... He said, whatever it was going to take, I was going to be the first one through because of the link to yourself. And I feel that he had quite a strong personality as well when he was in his prime, before the onset of his problems. And I feel very much a sort of strong family man with him. His family is important to him. And he says at the moment that it feels as though at the moment you're sort of biding your time about things. It's almost as though you're sort of looking at life and taking stock and just sort of seeing how things work out. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. He says also that you, through sort of life's lessons and things, you've had to get to a situation where you want to look before you leap.
Oh, yes, I'm there.
Yeah.
You're right here with me, yes.
Yeah, and he said that was experience that was dearly bought in your case.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's a life's lesson learned, if you like. What I do know, as well with this gentleman, he's going on about food. Now, I don't know if it's with him or with yourself, but I know somebody likes donuts. Can you understand that?
Donuts?
Yeah.
Oh, my children love them.
Your children love them, okay. Well, I know all children do, but I just can you understand some donuts that were fancy, either with sprinkles on them or icing or something like that?
I had bought donuts about 2 weeks ago, but it was a variety pack.
Yeah, okay, then that's fine, because I just knew it wasn't the standard donut. That's what I meant. Wasn't the standard light brown colour. And the thing is, he knew you're coming on this show, so he was waiting to give you something that, you know, he would know about you and your life.
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay. And also, I want to take you forwards 3 or 4 months now, and he says things are going to be better than you think at that time.
Oh, I can't wait.
Okay.
Yes.
I think there's going to be an easing of the situation around you. That's the way I can put it.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. So I'll leave that with you and say God bless you and thank you for taking the message.
God bless you too. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you there, Les, and thank you, Kira, for calling. And remember, Kira, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives for FM, and I'll say thank you very much for calling in.
Okay, have a good day.
And you. Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, Les, you know, what a lovely caller, wasn't it?
Oh, she was very, very nice.
Okay, so let's go back to the phone lines, and maybe Maureen, are you okay to work with the next caller?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, and let's go to area code 916 and say hello, area code 916. Can we take your name there, please?
Hi, this is Diana.
Hi, Diana. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
California.
Okay, and what was the reason that you called in for, Diana?
It's just been a while since I called, and I'd like to get a message from somebody on the other side. I know there's people with me.
Okay, perfect, Diana. Then we'll do our very best. I'm going to hand you over to Maureen and say, Maureen, over to you.
Okay, hello, Diane. Hi.
Hi, Maureen.
Yeah, hi. Hi, okay, I'm going to link in now and see what I can pick up for you, because I can work with colours and symbols and a mediumistic link. But I was picking up, first of all, of a lady, and I felt that this lady put a bit of weight on in her body when she got ill. So it was like actually a water retention she had. So have you got any memories of a lady who went like that? She put a lot of water on in the body, so she looked pretty plump. Yes, no?
It sounds like you've got an echo or something. But yeah. I heard you say lady in body. All right, do you have your speakerphone on, maybe? That is.
Yeah. I'll try again. Is that better?
I don't have a computer here, so it's not on my end. Oh. But anyway, thank you. You brought forth somebody, so I'll try to hear what you say.
Yeah, you can't hear what I say, can you? I can always get Les to repeat it to you if you like.
I can hear you now.
Oh, brilliant. That's it. Okay. Well, this is a lady I was, funny enough, I was getting the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia around, so I don't know whether you've ever been out that way. But
I used to vacation there. It's been a long time since I got there, but that's where I used to go on vacations.
Right, okay. Because obviously I've never been there myself, but I have a beautiful vision of these lovely mountains, and I can see lots of colour and vibrance with them, you know. And I feel that this lady, who I hope you can take, She's taking you back to those times, you know, that time when there was that lovely feeling of being in the Blue Ridge Mountains. And it was sort of cool. It was warm and cool at the same time, and peaceful. I like the peace, and I feel I want to bring some peace to you at the moment. Could you accept that?
Well, yeah, that's why I went there. But I'm in the California mountains now. They could be the same,
right.
Peaceful.
Okay. Okay.
But Mountain Diva, I found my name, Mountain Diva, from the Blue Ridge Mountains.
Ah, right.
That's my Blog Talk Radio name, and a lot of my names from other places.
Right, okay. I also was picking up on a gentleman. Now, he's just jumped in pretty quick because he didn't want you to go without speaking to him. But I would feel him a gentleman who was sort of medium build and medium height. He wasn't all that old when he went to the spirit world. And maybe 50s, 60s. So can you take a gentleman around about that time or age that went to the spirit world?
Yes, and he lived, he had a place in the Blue Ridge Mountains.
That's okay. As long as I'm the right link, because I feel like this gentleman is saying to you, I don't know when you enjoy reading books a lot.
Oh, yeah, I'm in the library all the time.
That's okay, then. But what is, I just see a lot of silver. I think it's education. And I know, so if you go to the library a lot, that makes sense then. But I do feel that there's still a lot more. There's still loads and loads and loads of information that you have to check upon. There's still lots and lots more. Okay?
Well, I'm writing the book, so there's still more.
Ah.
Yes. I've got 4 books in progress.
Okay. I've got to take you back. Ah, there we are. You see, I've got to take you back to the North American Indians as well, you see. So if you look back to your history, whatever, I feel there is possibly a link going way, way back. Like a lot of people, I suppose. But, there's a very strong link. And I don't know whether or not that you may start becoming, if you are not mediumistic now, I feel that you will perhaps, if you wish, become more mediumistic and psychic. Would that interest you?
Oh, yes. I'm getting more psychic, yes. I'm looking forward to the medium part. I've had dreams with this man you're talking about.
Nice.
So I imagine he's going to be helping me. Plus, my best friend just passed over, and you know, I've sort of been grieving. I wasn't prepared to be grieving again. It was an unexpected death. It's probably too soon to bring him forward. But he died from a hip surgery, which most people don't die from.
Yes. Well, I understand that, Sai, because we just lost a friend, which was quite sudden. And
he was almost 80.
Yeah. You think it's time?
You know, it's like I get somebody that understands me, and then poof, I can talk to them on the other side.
Well, I think I understand you at the moment because, as I say, we've just lost a friend, and you think, you know, when is it going to end? You know, when is it going to end? And you can sort of settle down a bit and get back into the life stream. You know, I do feel with you. Just keep on this educational side. Because I know, if you wish me to say, I do think that there is definitely psychic connections with you, and there will be a strong physical connection with the physical world, the spirit world. I don't know what I want to put that way, but I think it's going to be a very strong bond with you, with your family in spirit and spirit helpers. Okie doke?
Yes, I've always had one foot over there. You know, they don't understand me when they're here, but after they die, they understand me. But these two men, they understood me, and then finally I had someone who understood me, and then, boop, they're on the other side now.
I just had the name of David. Okay, just the name of David called in then very quickly for you.
That would be my cousin.
Right, also the name of Bill.
Bill is the one who just recently passed.
Okay, and one more I'm giving before I have to close the link down. It's Sarah. And I feel we've got to go, we'll Sarah. I kind of think she was Quaker. So have a check if there's any Quakers that have been in the family, because they're quite spiritual people. And the Sarah is connected there. Okay?
Wow, that must be a distant grandmother. I never heard anybody say she was Quaker before, but they have brought her forward before.
Okay.
Did David have any information? Because I'm in the town with his aunt, and she wouldn't see me. She didn't grow up with me.
Well, hopefully next time you have another communication, maybe they'll come back and give you more information.
David is her son and my cousin, so I just thought he might have said something because of me being near his mother.
Okay. Oh, that's lovely. Well, I'm glad I've achieved getting some recognition from you. But I know we've got to move on now, and I wish to. Nice to have met you.
Thank you. And that was very good. I needed to have a good reading. I've had some flops. I think the psychics are having a hard time with the upgrading of energy because they're giving people other people's readings.
This
one is definitely for me. So have a great day.
Okay. Thank you very much. Bye.
Okay, thank you, Diana, for calling. And remember, Diana...
Bye-bye.
Bye now, but remember, you can download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I'll say thank you very much for calling. Thank you. Bye now. Maureen, I must say, a wonderful information evidence there from the two of you.
Thank you.
Before we go back to the phone lines, I'm just looking in the chat room, and, we have someone in the chat room that... Well, actually, someone that we went along to meet. Now, Les, have you ever come across this? You go and go meet someone and, you don't catch to see them because there's so many people there?
Yeah, that happens. Twice, isn't it?
me and Kelly, we went all the way to Tutbury Castle, and I hope I've said it right, to go meet some lovely people. And we did meet some lovely people, I must be honest. There was a ghost investigation, and that I thoroughly enjoyed doing the investigations myself, as you know. Me and Kelly went along, and we went to go and see. They are called the Psychic Bikers. Have you heard the Psychic Bikers, guys?
Yeah, I've heard of them, but I don't really know much about them.
Okay, well, we actually have the Psychic Biker listening to us today, and I believe that's Paul Green. And hi, Paul Green. Thank you for tuning in. I know that. Well, I think we caught a glimpse. As Paul went to the toilet, I think, Kelly, wasn't it? We sat down having a cup of tea to try and regain our tiredness, let's just say, because we did drive all the way there, drive all the way back the same evening, and we thought, let's have a cup of tea, have some sugar in our body. I think Paul just walked past us, must have went to the toilet or something, and then walked past us again. But hi, Paul. Nice to see that you're listening in. Okay. Sorry, multitasking, guys, no good. Let me go back to the phone lines because, as I said, multitasking this end is not very good. Let's go to area code 973 and say, hi, area code 973 there. Can we take your name, please?
My name is Jackie.
Jackie.
Yes.
Okay, Jackie, can I ask you where you're calling in from, please?
I'm calling from New Jersey.
New Jersey, wonderful. And Jackie, what was the reason that you called in for?
To see if I could find out another side. Some advice on family relationships.
Okay, perfect. Then I'm going to work with Jackie and let Les and Maureen put their feet up for 5 minutes, and I'll take your call there, Jackie. And let me make a connection there to the spirit world there for you. And as I'm doing so, excuse me, I believe I've got a lady here that communicates there with you from the spirit world. And as I'm aware of this lady, I believe that she would link towards your mum's side of your family, because I know that she comes towards your mum's side here. I know that this lady makes me aware that before she passed home to the spirit world, that she would have suffered in some what way for quite some time before she passed home to the spirit world, before she went. She does tell me it's okay. She took everything in her stride there, Jackie, okay, before she went home to the world of light there. But I know that she comes through on this kind of a loving kind of a feeling. So I know that this would be like mother, grandmother feeling as she steps closer to your vibration there.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand why I have you with me?
You said she suffered before, physically suffered, or
yes,
she did not?
No, she physically suffered before she passed.
My mother used to be sick, but she was up and about. I know my grandmother. My grandmother was bedbound, though.
Okay, so it's your grandmother I'm with, and because I know this lady makes me aware that, Jackie, that she would have suffered for quite some time before she passed. And she also makes me aware that her condition, she kind of went downhill quite quickly towards the end of her life there. But she says to me that you all supported her, you all gave her the help and support that she needed before she passed from this life. Now, Jackie, I believe the reason why she has come for here today to link here with us is to say to you that you're not alone in this life. Would you understand that, Jackie, why I would say that you're not alone? Because I know that there's a feeling of emptiness. Do I have to face this on my own? Do I have to keep going forward? Do you understand of that, Jackie?
Yeah, yeah.
And would I be right in saying to you that you've come to a point in your life where you feel like depleted is the right word? Do you understand of this?
Yes.
And, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm, I believe that your grandmother is there to just uplift the feeling there for you, to encourage you, to push you forward, because I know that's what you need at the moment from this life here, is to be pushed forward and know that the spirit world is forever around to vibrate. They're always going to be there with you, and they're not going to leave you. Now, I've been told that there's many times that people in the spirit world come close there to you to prove to you that you're not alone. From the spirit world. Do you understand this? Is you're feeling kind of lots of different things around your life at the moment? Is that right?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying that you, that as you're feeling so many different kind of energies around your vibration, you're kind of getting a sense, if you like, of the spirit world. Is that right?
Yes.
See, because I know that this is the reason why she has come to teach you that, you know, it's not all doom and gloom. You know, you can do lots in your life. You can change lots in your life. You can move forward if you wish to do so, okay? But you have to have your mindset in the sense of, I got to want to do this. You have to start believing in yourself, though, Jackie. Do you understand that?
Yes.
And I know, see, that she talks to me about that you're having to start to believe in yourself. Why does she tell me here that you're in need of a little bit of healing at the moment? Do you understand of this?
Yeah, I have a problem with my thyroid.
Okay, perfect. I don't mean perfect because you've got a problem. Perfect because she is right in the information that she's telling me there, because I know that she says there to me that there's lots of healing coming towards you. And you know, that problem, it's only, it hasn't always been there, or you haven't always recognized it. Do you understand? It's like the only over the, maybe the past few months or something, it's been recognized.
Guess what?
That it's only the last few months has been recognized or diagnosed properly, the last few months. Is that right?
No, it's about maybe 2 years.
Okay.
Okay,
that's fine. Okay, because I know that's what I'm aware of to say that to you, Jackie, okay, that she's come along here just to prove to you that that you're not on your own. She's always around your vibration, and she's always going to be around your vibration, okay? Now, I need to talk to you of someone else. I need to talk to you of a gentleman that comes through as well. And I know that this gentleman comes very much like father's side, and I believe he may be your father, maybe a fatherly figure. And mm-hmm, I believe mm-hmm, as he comes through the vibration here, that I want to say to you that he's a very much of a stronger kind of a man that always would have been quite opinionative of when he was here. Do you understand that this gentleman is very opinionative? I want to place him maybe around the 5'9", 5'10", of his height.
That's
believe
my father.
That's your father.
My father.
Perfect. And your father there, when he passed, he makes me aware that it was quite sudden for him as well, because he tells me it wasn't expected for him to go, bless his heart, of when he went. Do you understand of this?
No, you know, it seems opposite, because my mother went suddenly, but my father lingered. It wasn't expected for my mother to go, but my father was the one who was very, very sick.
Okay, but
very
you don't the problem with his breathing was very labored. Is that right?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, because I know that your dad comes in close there to you. Okay, Jackie. And as your dad comes in, I know that it's like I just want to place his strength, his courage, and his you know determination to succeed, and that's what I want to bring into your life, to succeed. And Jackie, I know with the support that you have from your dad, from the spirit world, believe you me, you will achieve what you set out to do, but you have to start to believe in yourself first. Does that make sense there?
Yes.
Bless your heart, Jackie. Thank you very much for calling in. I know that we need to move on. I know that, you know, what I need to say there to you is please do download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spurrett FM. And I'll say thank you very much for calling in there, Jackie.
Thank you. Stay on the line.
Yes, no problem at all. You stay there and listen as long as you want.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Okay. again, guys, another lovely caller, another loving, a lovely reading there. So Les, Maureen, you know, it's quite nice, isn't it, working on radio?
Yeah, it's fine.
You know, a lot of people say to me, I can't do this on radio, I can't do this live on air. You know, it's no different to doing of a church service or a demonstration somewhere, is it? You know, just because you physically can't see the person in front of you, it doesn't mean that you can't bring that connection. And this is why I've always said and always will say, it's that voice. That connection with the voice is so important, because that way it makes it easier for us as well, isn't it?
Yeah, that's why we do have to ask for a reply.
Now, I know we've also got some other important people listening in tonight. I know we've got lots of important people listening. It's quite fantastic, really. We have, well, I know that you would know them. I imagine that you worked Port Talbot Spiritus Church many times.
No, it's one we haven't done, actually, that one.
Oh, haven't you not?
No, we've done plenty in Swansea and other places and up and down, but we seem to have gone straight past on the motorway, past Port Talbot.
Oh, right. Well, we do have Port Talbot Church listening in, a lovely lady called Jackie Roberts, and I'll be with Jackie tomorrow, Les, and, you know, I'll more than gladly pass your number on to Jackie, if that's okay with you, mind?
Yes, it's fine.
And actually, the reason why I'm going to be there tomorrow, and I'm going to let a little secret out here, I did say last week, and I'm going to let another little secret out, because Thursday gone, I went down to Port Talbot, and then, sorry, I lie again, you know, Kerry, thank you for pulling me up there, it wasn't Thursday, it was Wednesday. We went down to Port Talbot Wednesday, and we done a demonstration, I done a demonstration of my mediumship, and I must say a wonderful crowd, a wonderful welcome to the church as well, and you know, I thoroughly enjoyed working there. And guys, when you actually do start working there in Port Talbot, you'll see what I mean of when I say, you know, I like to call it home, because it feels like home to me. It really does. You know, one of them places that you just,
yeah,
right.
I know.
You know, it's one of the places where I took my membership to, in fact, you know, because I love working there. And as I said, actually, I'm going to be with them tomorrow, because tomorrow it's, how can I explain? It's day one of the start of the development for me being, the tutor down at Port Talbot Spiritus Church. All are welcome to be there, to start their development class, and maybe take into a closed development. Who knows? It's going to be fantastic. So I'm going to enjoy my time there in Port Talbot tomorrow, and that's going to be every Monday at 7:15. We actually finally nailed the time, quarter past seven. You know, Les, it's difficult, isn't it, sometimes to be at a place at a certain time, particularly like yourself when you work full time as well. It's hard.
Yeah.
But the main thing is that it's 7:15. All are welcome, and I'm sure that we're going to have some fantastic things that comes out of that certainly, because it's been an ongoing there in Port Talbot for a long time, development classes and so on, and I'm honoured that I can fulfil those shoes of the people that's already started to do the development for me to step in as a tutor. You know, it fills me with a great deal of honour and pleasure. So.
It's great. We do so need new mediums, don't we?
Oh, most definitely, Les. You know, as you know, I've just come back from a service myself. You know, it's been such a busy day. It really has. From 5:30, I was on another radio station, a terrestrial radio station here in the UK called The Bridge Radio, and I'm on there every week as my regular slot, my regular half-hour slot. So at 6:00, I was dashing out of the door to go to the church because it was let down. And I think to myself, how sad that that they were let down at last minute. You know, obviously the medium had difficulty there, and you know, which we do you know, try and do our best to fill in. And I did, I filled in, and then Kerry had to open up the studio here tonight and obviously call you guys in, which, you know, big thank you and well done to Kerry for that. And then straight here on the Mike Spirit FM show. So, you know, we do need new mediums, Les, we really do, and particularly here in South Wales. So, you know, to offer something like a development class, I think it's fantastic, I really do.
And I think it's what's very useful as well is because, you know, your long experience and being a working medium, what you're going to teach people is what actually works.
Of course,
not,
you know.
Not just the theory, but the practice. This is what works in practice.
Of course, you know, it's not, you know, it's just like I said tonight, you know, to the congregation of when I was given my address, you know, it's not about coming to a church or to a demonstration and being spiritual for an hour or 2 hours, whatever that service or demonstration lasts for. You know, it's about taking it home with you and realizing that spirit is not just there for 5 minutes or 10 minutes, that they are there continuously around our lives, within our lives, and will remain within our lives. And therefore, the more that we work with it, the more that we understand it, the better it kind of flows. And this is what I was trying, the point I was trying to make tonight was that, you know, if we can try and think that spirit is with us all of the time, not just when we're in communication, what a difference it would make in everybody's lives, wouldn't it?
That's right, yeah. I think as well, it's important for everybody to remember that this spiritual connection is how we live our everyday lives. We don't have to be in link with the world of spirit to be spiritual. What we have to do is make our actions.
Of course, of course. And the more that we do that, then, you know, the better it will be, I believe, for all of us. Okay, well, you know, Les, we could talk all night. We really could, because I know that, as I said, we go back years. You know, I remember the first time that I met you in Park Grove Church, where you was cheering for me, and I was thinking, this is a nice guy. I like him. He's got good energy. And I remember, you know, coming up on the platform and you introduced me and done a fantastic job, may I say, at that. And then, you know, we've been great friends ever since. You know, we always, whenever we bump into each other, you know, it's like,
yeah,
you know, it's nice, isn't it? You know, and because I find that too many times in this business, there's so many people that will be out for themselves, you know, for number one, and will kind of like turn their backs on you. But Les, it's never been that way with yourself, and I thank you for that, because, you know, that's where the spirituality starts and how it should be, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we should all be, it's kind of a cliche, but we should be helping each other work, shouldn't we?
Most definitely.
That's really what it's about.
I've got a producer screaming at me in the background that we need to go to the next piece of music.
Okay.
So we'll be right back after this and enjoy.
Thank you.
My destination still
And welcome back, or if you've just joined us, welcome. You listen to me, Mike Davis, live here in Blog Talk Radio, in Mike Spirit FM, live in GH Talk Radio. Whichever way you listen to us, you're more than welcome to be here. I have two amazing guests here with you, with me this evening. We have Les and Maureen. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
And, you know, isn't it surprising that we are halfway through the show already?
I just noticed that now. About a minute ago, I looked at the clock and I thought, goodness, I didn't believe that. An hour gone. And
time flies.
We barely got started yet.
I know, time flies when we're having fun. You know, that's all I can say because, you know, it's always the same. It goes so quick and you blink and it's done, you know. So, guys, are we ready to go back to the call lines?
Yes, certainly.
Okay. So let's bring on our next caller. It's area code 716 and say, hello, area code 716. Can we take your name there, please?
Yes, my name is Audrey.
Audrey.
Yes,
okay,
Audrey.
Audrey.
Hi.
Ask you where you're calling from.
I'm calling from New York.
New York, perfect. And what was the reason that you're calling for?
I'd just like to see if my relationship is going to move forward with this man named Sean.
Okay, well, what we do here, Audrey, in Mike Spirit FM, we connect to the spirit world, okay, and give you information of people that's passed on to prove to you that there's a continuation of life. And I'm sure that as one of us connects with you, that we'll be able to maybe give you a little something on the question that you're asking and see where we're going. So is that okay if we do that for you, Audrey?
Oh, yes, great. Thank you.
Okay, Les, I want to hand this one all over to you, mate, and say,
okay.
Les, it's Audrey.
Thank you. Hello, Audrey.
Hi.
Hi. When I started hearing your voice then, I was aware of someone that passed the world of spirit with, they would have had problem keeping food down. There would have been a weakness in the body and sort of some rather sort of unpleasant symptoms. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. And is this a woman that I've got? Because I wasn't quite sure of the gender, to be honest. Sorry?
Yes.
Was that? That was a yes. Okay, thank you. And I feel as well, one of the things that rather upset this lady was the fact that the sort of effect on her appearance and her hair and that kind of thing. She couldn't keep up with the sort of smart appearance that she liked to present normally when she was in sort of full sight of her faculties. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, and that was one of the things that she really sort of resented being taken away by the condition that she had. And I've also got to say with this lady as well that she was quite quite a good brain on her. She was quite sharp and quite quick-witted, wasn't she?
Yes.
Yeah, and I also got to say that she was quite good at selling people up as well. And I've also got to say that she didn't suffer fools gladly either.
Right.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. And she said, in a way, you're, if you like, wanting that special sort of ability that she had to be used on your behalf. That's what I'm feeling with this lady. First of all, she also wants to give you congratulations, though. She said you reached a situation in your life where things have been very difficult for a while, but now you've reached a situation where you're looking to the future and looking to go on in a more positive way. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Because I feel there was a bit of a turmoil going back. I've been given 2 years ago now. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. And so she's really wants to give you a pat on the back from the world of spirit and say, you know, she's glad that you sorted things out, if you like. She said, you really had to look to your own inner reserves to do all this. And
okay.
So she now, it's not what you want to hear, but she said she's not going to make, she can't make the decision for you. In effect, she's not allowed to, because it's your life. And if either way she says yes or no, you have the perfect right to disagree with that in either way. So, but what she wants, she's, can, if I said to you this lady could be a bit analytical, would that help?
Yeah.
I think she was a bit. And what she's saying to you is this. If you look at the relationship, either of you, on a 1 to 10 scale, 10 being the best, 1 the opposite, and she says, have a look at it and decide whether, if you're both on a 10, then there's no problem. Because there's an equal degree of commitment and love and a desire to share things and to go forward. If the two scales are unbalanced with either of you, then it's always going to be at the lower figure, whichever that one is. You know, so if your partner's, you think it's 10 and you're 5, it would be a 5 relationship. And you make a decision on that sort of point. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so, and that's the way she puts it, using her sort of powers of analysis, should we say. So whichever is the lower figure, it is, because she said she was also the kind of person that liked to deal in specifics as well. And one thing she's telling me is you also recently either bought some shoes or had some shoes where there was a problem with the size. Can you understand that?
Yes.
Yeah? So
yes.
Again, it's just specific that only you would know, and, you know, I've never met you before, as far as I know. So that's the sort of thing that she likes to say to make sure you understand you've got a link with her, a link with spirit. And also, she's, I know it sounds mundane, but she's also, I'm getting something like either towels or tea towels or something like that. And I want some black and white colours, that kind of thing. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, okay. So, I know she's quite quick, this lady, because she said that's the last thing you expected to hear from the world of spirit. It was about your tea towels.
Okay.
So yeah. She just wants you to know that you know, that she's with you and looking after you and always will do. And I know that any other times that you have a link, she'll always try and come to and let you know, even if other people do. But anyway, if you take her advice, look at it the way she's asked you to do, and I'll say God bless you. Thank you for taking the message.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Have a good day.
Okay, thank you, Audrey, for calling. And remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM, and we'll say thank you very much for calling there.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Okay, let's go straight back to the phone lines and say hi, area code 210, and say, can we take your name there, please? Hi, 210.
Yes, my name is Laura.
Laura.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it very much.
The pleasure is all ours, Laura. You know, we take the callers all in order, so, you know, there's no just random picking. We just take them all in order. Laura, can we ask you where you're calling from there, please?
From Texas.
Texas, wonderful. And what was the reason that you called in for, Laura?
Well, I was wondering if you had any messages for me, possibly from any of my loved ones.
Okay. Okay, then we can certainly sort that out for you. I'm going to hand you over to Maureen. It's Maureen's turn. So me and Les can put our feet up and say, Maureen, it's over to you.
Okay, thank you. Hello, Laura.
Hello.
Laura. Hi. Yeah, first of all, well, once I heard your name, I was
sorry.
Are you a bit of a worrier?
I'm sorry?
Do you worry a lot?
I worry a lot.
Yes, meaning, you know, you think things through, well, it's a good thing, really, but you do think through things very, very deeply. And there's always something in your mind, and I feel that while I was picking them, it would be lovely, I feel you're thinking, I would just like to walk away from something, whether it's your thoughts or situations. Would that make any sense?
Yes.
I'm going to try and see if I get somebody in from the spirit world to give you, you know, good advice rather than myself. I actually was picking up, and I'm sure it was a lady, but at the moment I can only sense the body, and I know I'm not sure it's male or female at the moment, but I know they went very, 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 very thin. So there must have been a condition with an illness that they went very, very slim and lost an awful lot of weight. Do you know who I have?
Could it possibly be Merva?
Pardon?
Merva, M-E-R-V-A, or Oma?
Let me have a look. I think it's a gentleman here, and appearance of his body, he looked, he got to a good age, but I know he was very thin. So have you got a relative that was quite, and he's in the spirit world now? Yes?
Opa. I have an Opa.
Right. Let's just work with this gentleman just to see what he wants. Because I know the condition that he had would have affected his body, would have made him go very, very thin. Okay? And he's the one at the moment that is talking about you're quite a worrier. Okay? And I know a lot of healing, like all of the mediums talk about, has been sent to you now from the spirit world, because I feel there's a need with you at the moment, if you can accept a little bit of healing from the spirit world. I'm gone to a gentleman now. Would you have had a room where they would have stored fruit and dry goods that may have been underneath a house, where they would have stored fruit?
Do I have one? Is that what you're asking?
Or would you have known anybody who did? Because that's where we have to go. Because I can see a gentleman that would actually go downstairs, you see, and he would, with a pipe, and he would go downstairs to have a smoke. But as I'm looking around the room, I feel there was lots of jars, so somebody would have preserved food. Do you have any memories of that?
But I'm thinking, you know, my Oma and Opa, they preserved food, but I don't recalling them having a cellar or anything like that.
Right, okay. They did store things. That's close enough, because it had impressions that there was things stored, like it was food. I know there's a gentleman there at the moment, and he's smoking a pipe. He's also rocking a baby. So I don't know whether there was a young baby that was ever lost to the spirit world in your family. And I feel it was a girl child, and I can see this gentleman rocking the child, which he's brought back from the spirit world. I feel there is an anniversary around. I feel there was an anniversary around, round about now. Can you accept that?
An anniversary?
Yes.
Round
about now. I'm thinking, we're just going into September. So give me August or the beginning of September, but I feel there's some form of anniversary there, friend, for you.
I do feel you're a bit of a worrier. And the spirit seemed to want to lighten that for you.
Okay.
Now, as I say, I do work with colours, and I can see a lovely strong orange colour drawing round you. So if you could accept this lovely orange colour, I think that will help you feel a bit less negative, shall we say. They want to lighten your mood a bit more. Would that make any sense for you? Yeah. So imagine if you can get orange around you, it'd be very beneficial for you at the moment, friend, or something. If I can say that. Let me see what I'm saying. I know you have to round off now, but I do feel your spirit friends do gather around you, and they're all trying to put more positivity in you, pushing you forward. Stop worrying. Get out there, enjoy yourself a bit more. Enjoy life. Because all the people in the spirit world, they're enjoying theirs. They all meet up together. They all enjoy life. And they want the same thing for yourself, friend. Can you accept that?
Yes, I can. Thank you very much. I appreciate all of your insights.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, God bless you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you there for calling in. And remember, Laura, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. I say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye now. Bye. Okay, guys. Again, another fantastic reading there from the both of you. Need to go to another music break right now. So let's just say sit back and enjoy.
Thanks, Mark. Thank you.
Is there somewhere that is there?
Your song, written by the hands of God. Don't get me wrong. This might sound to you a bit odd, but you won't complain where all my thoughts go hiding. Right under your clothes, where I'll find them. Underneath your clothes, there's an endless story. There's a man I chose. There's my territory. All the things I deserve. Being such a good girl, honey. Cause of you, I forgot the smart ways to laugh. Because of you, I'm running out of reasons to cry. When the friends are gone, when the party's
thank you.
Well, welcome back, or if you've just joined us, welcome. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live here on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show with my wonderful guests, Maureen and Les. Hi, Maureen and Les, how are you doing there?
We're fine, thanks. Enjoyed that last one, very nice.
I do enjoy all the music you're playing.
Well, Maureen, I'm glad of that, I really am. You know, the music was chosen tonight by Kelly, as I was otherwise engaged, working for the spirit world, and so far... you've done a fantastic job. So, guys, it's time for you to put your feet up, and I'll take the next caller, and I'm going to go to a Skype caller, and the Skype name is, I'm not going to read out the full name, is Sky Love, and say, hi, are you there with us?
Hello?
Hi, yes. Can Hello? You take your name, please?
Yeah, my name is Layla.
Okay, and can I ask you where you're calling from there, please?
Yeah, I'm calling from Philippines.
Okay, wonderful. And what was the reason that you called in for that?
Yeah, I just want to hear any messages from my mom and dad.
Okay.
Please.
Okay, well, let me make a communication and we see who comes through and bring forth the evidence that they come with. Okay. Now, I am aware of a lady here from the spirit world that comes forward that wants to be remembered and wants to be connected there to you. And as I'm aware of this lady, I believe that I want to say to you that she's quite slight of her build, quite slim in her build before she passed on to the spirit world. I believe that I want to say that to you that this lady, before she passed, that she would have... you know, it would have been quite a quick passing, almost as if it wasn't expected for her to go. Of when she did, before she went home to the spirit world. So I know that her passing was very quick, almost like she was here 1 minute and in the spirit world the next minute. So I know her passing was that quick there. I know as she comes through that she makes me feel a kind of lady that wants to fill me with love. So I want to place this as like your mum. So would you understand this is your mum that comes through at the minute there?
I have no idea about the face of my mum. No recollection.
Okay, bless your heart. Okay, well, let me just give you the information that she comes through with, okay, to see if you understand it, because then if you do, then we know it's your mum that's communicating here with me, okay? Now, would I be right in saying that you, at the moment, that you feel a little lost and a little confused in your life at the moment there?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying that you, that there's an element of being like, nervous about something, almost as if I'm waiting for something to happen. I know it's going to happen, but when, I don't know, and I feel nervous about this. I don't want it to come about. Is that right?
Yes.
And would I be right? And would I be right in saying that to you that there's so much hurt in your life? There's so much. I want to place maybe a bit of anger in your life at the moment because I feel angry with the things that's gone on, and I feel I don't want to go down the same road again. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. And I know, see, as your mum communicates, I know this is your mum, and as she communicates to me, she says that she wants to protect you and a few others around your life. Now, would I be right in talking to you that there's not just you, there's others? It's like you would either have brothers or sisters or something. Is that right?
Yeah.
Because she wants to embrace, she wants to embrace all of you, okay? And she says she wants to protect each and every one of you there from the spirit world where she is at the moment. She wants to just hold you all tight and just say to you, you know, come on, it will be okay. You know, we can get through this. Okay, now for some reason I believe that she talks to me about, so it must be a brother that you have. Do you understand about your brother? Do you have a brother?
Yeah, in Philippines.
Okay, and would I be right in saying to you that you're concerned for your brother at the moment?
Yes.
Okay, see, because she says to me that you're worrying so much about your brother, And I know that this is a delicate situation. I know it's a very, it's a hard thing to talk about. And I'm not going to bring anything out live on air. I wouldn't do that. But I know I'm aware that it's difficult for you. There's lots of worry around your life. And I believe that, there's not a day goes by that our thoughts are not with those that's in the spirit world and those that are still here. And it's almost as if, you've been trying to, break free from things, trying to get away. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
And you've been doing everything. Go on, sorry.
I cannot do anything. I'm because stuck up here.
Okay, bless your heart, because I know it's difficult, okay, and Mum just wants to come through to let you know of how difficult it is, and she realizes this. Now, did you know anything about your dad there, please?
My father?
Yes.
He's also, he abused me, verbally abused, emotional abuse, and everything.
Okay, and did you remember much about your dad?
Yeah, yes.
Okay. Okay. And would I be right in saying to you that he was quite a well-built man throughout
yes.
his life? Is that right?
Yeah.
And if I said to you that, I can feel the emotion here. I really kind of, and it's almost as if I'm fighting the tears back myself here, because I know it's a very difficult communication, if you like, for you to be communicated with your dad. But if I said to you that, you've forgiven him for everything that he's put you through, is that right? Okay, do you understand of this? Okay, I think the Skype is going a little bit there. Do you understand of that, sweetheart, of being able to forgive Dad? Okay, because I know that he makes me aware of being able now to forgive him, okay, and now being able to accept him. I know that he comes through from the spirit world with a great deal of emotion, a great deal of hurt there himself, okay? And what he wants me to say is now that he wants to start doing what he should have done years ago. Did you look after your dad before he passed as well there?
So
okay. Because I know that I'm aware of looking after Dad and taking care of him, okay? And he says to me that, that even though that there was things back in the past that was difficult for you, you oversaw everything and just done what you had to do because your mum had already gone there. But I know that he brings his vibration through as like a protection, a guidance there for you. So, the whole reason of why they have come here this evening is to say to you, you hold your head up high. Because you've got nothing to bow your head about. And whatever this thing is that you're scared of or you're scared about, know that your mum and dad will walk by the side of you and try and protect you through every step of the way. Do you understand of this? Okay, bless your heart. Okay. Sweetheart, she just talks to me here about... tell her February. Your mum keeps wanting me to tell you February. Do you understand of this?
February?
Yes, the month of February. Okay, I think the connection's going again there. The February month. Do you understand the month of February there for me? Okay, again, I can't quite understand what you're saying. Okay. I think I got the end of that. It was your dad's birthday, February. Is that right? Your brother's. Okay. Okay, I know that our connection is going a bit, but that's okay, because I know I'm aware that February, I know it's important, because it's, as you said, I think you're saying it's either your dad's or your brother's birthday, which is fine. I know that we connected elsewhere as well, and please, you can leave feedback there elsewhere of where we can communicate as well. I'm going to say that you thank you very much for calling in, and we can communicate where else we can communicate as well. But, you know, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I'll say thank you very much for calling in. Thank you. No problem. Bye. Oh, bye. Okay. You know, guys, you know when you have a reading like that, doesn't that really touch you?
Yeah, well, your own emotions come into play, don't they, as well?
You know, they do, and it's difficult sometimes to fight those emotions back, isn't it? You know, and but you know, I do understand this. It's maybe not our emotion to deal with, and we have to learn to work through it. And
yeah.
I suppose it's the same with you, Les, and you, Maureen, as well. That you know, you have to learn to work through it, which is fantastic. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines and let's go to area code 707. And say hi, 707. Can we take your name there, please?
Yes, it's Kathleen. Hi.
Hi, Kathleen, is it?
Kathleen, yeah.
Hi, Kathleen. Can I ask you where you're calling from there, please?
California.
Wonderful. Okay. I bet it's lovely and hot there in California right now, isn't it?
It is. A little overcast right now, but perfect.
You know, we've been overcast and getting colder here in the UK. We really have. No, I don't mind the cold that much, but I know that Kerry, my partner, hates the cold. So it's been a bit up and down emotional roller coaster year for us because I don't like too hot. I don't mind the heat, but Kerry likes it hot. I don't mind the cold.
Yeah.
So I'm like in between. I don't mind. As long as I don't have to work in the heat, I'm okay. Anyway, enough of me waffling on there, Kathleen. Can I ask you what the reason was that you called in for?
Just to see if I have any messages from the other side.
Okay, let me pass you over to Les, because it's Les that's next in line. You know, I'm doing really good tonight. I'm keeping everybody in order. So I'm doing very good, and I deserve a good pat on the back for that. So Les, Kathleen, it's over to you.
Thank you
very much. Hello, Kathleen.
Hello.
Hello. Right, I have a... as you were speaking, I was aware of a gentleman drawing close to me, and I felt this gentleman would have passed the world of spirit with a chest condition, but I think he would have had more than one condition to do with the chest area. And I feel this gentleman, I feel I want to be outside with him a lot. I want a sort of someone that would enjoy being out and about. And I feel quite some of the bill with him, and I feel I want to roll my sleeves up a bit as well. You would have seen him with his sleeves sort of half rolled up, that kind of thing. And I don't know whether he liked the garden or gardening, whatever, but I just feel as though I want to pick up some soil and just sort of sense it and feel the quality of it, and that kind of thing. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, and he's and I feel. Quite a sort of, he would have had a good head of hair in his prime, and I know he would have kept it short at the sides, cut quite neatly at the sides. Does that make sense?
Yes. Talking an older person or a younger person?
I'm sensing a mature gentleman, yes.
A mature gentleman. A grandfather, maybe?
Maybe, yes. That kind of thing. Because I know I've got more hair on the top than I've got at the sides, which I feel he was quite proud of that.
Okay.
That makes sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, that's all right then. I can carry on. Now we've decided who he is, I can... sort of carry on with him now. And I do feel a strong work ethic with this gentleman as well, because I feel even though he was a mature gentleman, he still liked to get things done and do things and work with his hands a lot. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Is there any kind of name coming through at all? I have so many men.
Right. Right, do you understand about the chest condition with your grandfather then, if that's what you think it is?
No, I don't get the chest.
Because I think there were several conditions with this gentleman. And I feel that he was a smoker. Can you understand that?
That sounds more like my son.
Right. And as I said, I feel several chest conditions. With your son, would he have had his sort of hair coming forward on the top, like quite a sort of good lock of hair at the front?
Yes. Well, not in front, yeah. But longer on the top and shorter around the sides, yes.
Yeah, that's the thing. And do you understand about this more than one problem with the chest area? Because I feel there's breathing problems. I also feel that there may be a heart condition as well.
That both. It was both breathing and heart.
Yes, that's
very
right.
True.
Yeah, so
very fast.
Yes, the two conditions are there. And it was one of the things that made it difficult to treat because they couldn't do some things because of the one condition. They couldn't do some things because of the other condition. The two made it very difficult to do anything immediately. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm, it does.
Yeah, right. So, and I know you asked in a sort of general way, what's, can you get a message from the spirit world and that kind of thing. So as long as you're happy with who we've got, what I have to say is this gentleman is wants you to know specifically that he is fine in the world of spirit. But all those conditions that he had that took him there were left on the earth plane.
That's good to
know. He's got a bit of a sense of humor as well. He said the first thing he did when he got the spirit was take a deep breath. It was wonderful.
Oh, good. Good.
And could there be times with him when he could get a bit emotional about things?
That he could get emotional? Very emotional.
Yes, I felt his emotions are very close to the surface, is the way I can put it for you.
Very sensitive young man.
Yes, that's right. So, as I said, his emotions were close to the surface, and things that maybe other people would just ride over would actually set him off a bit. It's that kind of feeling with him. Again, he just wants to reaffirm that... was he the one that liked the gardening as well, or the flowers and things?
He did do some of that. He did a little bit of everything, from building the decks to gardening to chickens.
Yeah, that's right. But what he wants to say is the flowers and the conditions and the greenery and the things that he's seeing in the world of spirit outclass anything you've ever seen or ever think he'd ever seen by about a million to one. It is wonderful.
That would sound exactly like him. Exactly for him to say that.
Yeah. We just don't have the senses or the vocabulary to actually do justice to what he is seeing. So he said he can barely explain it, but he wants you to know where he is wonderful and what he is seeing is wonderful.
Good.
And he wants you to take comfort from that because it's just so, it's really everything you could have asked for and more.
Okay.
And he would certainly like you to know that. Would you also understand a dog in the world of spirit?
A dog? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, because, and I got to say, this dog is medium size with a medium to long coat.
Medium to long.
I feel the dog reached a good age as well.
Right. A Queensland Healer?
I don't know what breed it is. I only know about two breeds, and one of those is a poodle. It definitely wasn't a poodle. Okay. I feel the dog reached a good age, and I also feel that it slowed down with age as well.
Right.
Does that make sense to you?
Makes sense, yes. He had a dog named Spike.
Right. Anyway, he just wants you to know that he's together with the dog.
Okay,
so the dog's looking after him, he said. That's just a sense of humor again.
Right, sounds like him.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, anyway, what I'd like to do then is to leave the love of this gentleman with you, and please, from this stay on, if you like, go forward knowing that where he is absolutely wonderful and it's exceeded his expectations.
Okay. Thank you so much. So, thank you very
okay,
much.
Thank you for your call. Goodbye, Kathleen.
Thank you, Kathleen, for calling in. And remember, Kathleen, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. I say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, let's go straight back into the phone lines. Let's go to area code 619 and say hi, 619. Can you stick your name there, please?
Oh, my name is Steve.
I didn't quite catch it. What was his name, sorry?
My name is Steve.
Steve. Hi, Steve. It's a very poor line at the moment there. I don't know if you're in a noisy background, Steve. Okay, can I ask you, Steve, where you're calling from?
California.
California, wonderful. Okay, Steve, I'm going to hand you over to Maureen. The line has seemed to have cleared up now, which is fantastic. So,
I had the fan on.
Sorry?
I had the fan on, so I turned it off.
Ah, right. Okay, no problem. Maureen, Steve,
hello.
Over to you.
Righty-ho.
Hello.
Hi, Steve.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Okay. I'm sort of linking in to try to see who's going to be our next communicator. Would you have musicians in your family at all?
My father played an instrument.
Ah, that's it. Because, and I don't know whether it was a horn that he blew or something.
Yes, I think it was
but
a trumpet.
Like,
was it a trumpet or a saxophone? I'm not sure.
Right, because I could see this gentleman, and he's actually blown the trumpet. I think it was a trumpet, because the saxophone's a little bit bigger.
Okay.
And he's been with me all night as we've been sitting here, so I know he'll probably want to say something to you. Well, I've had that one gentleman, but I also had another gentleman. I don't know whether it was him when he got a bit older. Did he actually lose some hair from the center of the back? So he lost hair. Right. So is it the same gentleman I have? Yeah.
Okay.
That's probably the same gentleman. Okay. So we have him here. But it's lovely. It's a lovely feeling of I can hear all the music, you know. And I'm really enjoying this music that I'm receiving from this gentleman. He said you didn't learn to play as well as him. Is that right?
Oh no, not at all.
He's sort of he's bringing for you there. He's bringing, do you know the tambourines you sort of clash? He's trying to wake you up.
Okay.
Yeah. These tambourines that sometimes will play, I think they're the tambourines, in an orchestra. So he's trying to get your attention.
Okay.
Okay. Right, let's just see why. He's trying to get you out of these negative moods you sometimes get in.
Yes.
Right. And his way is clashing these tambourines, that's what it is. Tambourines right beside your ear to distract you. All right, he's saying,
okay.
Come on, wake up, and get going.
Okay.
There's lots of enjoyment. I know he got a lot of enjoyment out of music. And this is what he's trying to bring something in for, something more stable with you, I feel. Let's just see what he's trying to tell me. I do like lady singers, music that females sing.
Say that again.
Do you like music that lady
yes.
singers?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Well, what he's bringing in is singer. One is very strong. I think it's very strong lady singers, powerful singers. And they're really deep voice singers. And he's bringing all this lovely feeling. So you must perhaps sit down and listen to some of these powerful lady singers, the ones with the lovely strong voices. And I feel they're on your vibration, and I think it does help you when you actually sit and listen to them.
Okay.
Right. Okay. He's I don't know whether you're in a crossroads at the moment. Are you waiting for something specific?
New opportunities.
New opportunities, right. Because I could tell you what I could see. I could see you standing by a very large gate, which suddenly appears in the middle of a road, and the train goes by, and you have to wait. There's a waiting time. You have to wait until the light goes green before you can actually cross a railway line.
Okay.
Do you get where I am? So you're there. You're stuck there, and you're having to wait for the. It's in the orange at the moment, which tells me if you're in Britain, of course, that something is just about to change.
Okay.
All right, and I can see the green light flickering. So it's not quite time yet, but you're actually there, poised, ready, and the light's on orange, so it's just something's just going to change, and I feel to be able to walk over safely. All right?
Okay.
So there must be some reason why I have to say that. You know, you need to... something's coming up which will get you from A to B safely. I do feel that there has been a lot going on around you. Lots of things going on the left hand side of you, lots of things on the right hand side of you. Your brain is trying to sort too many things out. Does that make any sense?
Very much so.
All right, okay, so I see this going on. I want to calm your brain down. I want just to
slow down. I want to tell you, you're kind of fading in and out your voice.
Yes, I know. Make sure I'm right up to the thing for you. Okay, guys. Okay, am I any better?
Hello?
Is that any better? No? Can you still hear me then?
I can hear you. It's better. It's better
yeah.
Now.
Okay. We've had problems with the system tonight, evidently, so with the sound. So I don't know whether that's causing
problems. Much better now.
Okay, brilliant. So have you received most of the things I've said? There's too much.
Yes,
there's been a lot going on. Okay, right. So you're at the moment, you're the gate's there. You're waiting for the green light once the train's gone by. You know what I mean? And then I feel. The passing, there'll be a lot over when you get over past this whatever's going on. But I can see the green light flickering now, so something is going to happen quite soon where you will have more clarity.
Okay.
All right, more clarity. But I do want you to sit down and relax and find a bit of music that really, really sinks into your soul, and that will make you start thinking and going through things, and it'll help you realize how you need to move on, and which way do you want to go, what you want to do. But I think I recommend a bit of meditation just to help you there, and you should try and hopefully get your answers.
Yeah, I've meditated for many years.
Oh, that's good. Well, do a bit more then.
Okay.
There
are answers and clarity that I've been seeking. It just hasn't come, or I'm not hearing it yet.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Well,
is it because the time has not been right for the information?
I think so. But by what I'm seeing, I believe so. It's just, you know, you're stuck up against something, and it's starting to move now. You see the green light flickering, which says it's a go. So I think that you can be moving forward. In your thinking now, okay, not tomorrow, but now. I think it's just starting to flow for you now. So let me flow in with you. So I think things will move for you, friend. Because whatever it is, I feel that your spirit got too developed for where you were. I see...
In other words, I grew where I was at.
Yeah, and your spirit is telling you this change is going to take place, and You need to move out from whatever you've been doing and whatever you've been doing.
Right.
Complete change. Complete
right.
change.
Right.
If you're if it's a circle, say there's a square box and a circle, right? And you have been
right.
the circle in a square box.
Right.
All right? That means that whatever that means to you, I'm not quite sure. But, and I need to get you out of that.
Right, I want
you.
I want you.
Yeah, and I feel the circle will be released from the situation that you have been in, friend. But do it gradually. You need to do things gradually, I'm feeling. All right? Very gradually. But I do feel it's starting to happen by the green light, which is flickering. And once that, I'm seeing a train going by very quickly, so it might have to be something that would be quite sort of, let me see, I'll explain that one. Something that, it's something, I'm not quite sure what it is. All I can say, I'm not getting quite what that means, but there is change, and I know it's time now for the friends.
You're probably not supposed
okay.
to tell me. That's fine. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a train. You know, imagine a train going past really quickly. They don't want you crossing over until that train has gone by.
Right.
All right. It means something in life. Let this
yeah.
let this thing go forward. Then you can go safely across and carry on in your life, whichever way you wish. I think that's what it is. But the train needs to go past first. That's it. That's the train question. I think I have to move now, don't I? Yeah. Is that all right? Does it give you a little bit of insight?
You said the train has to do what? I heard you say something.
Yeah, the train needs to go by. You're at the gate, and I know in England we have to stop for the traffic and the train. We have to stop for the train.
Right.
If you're in a car, we have to stop.
Right.
Right? Okay.
Right.
And this is where you're at the moment, and the lights are orange. That
yeah.
tells me a train is coming by, and I know you have to let this train go by first before you cross. Okay, but I can see the green light flickering, so I know it's nearly time.
It's almost time.
Change. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Have a think about this now. It made a little bit of a sense to you. Can I get symbolic messages sometime? Because it's none of our business,
yes.
your business. Okay,
right,
I'm going to have
symbolic.
To say goodbye now. And thank you
very
much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, well, thank you, Steve, there, for calling in. And remember, please do download a copy of that reading in the archives of Maxburg FM. And I'll say thank you very much for calling in there, Steve.
I'm so surprised I got in. Thank you very much.
No problem at all. Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Les, Maureen, you know, really does fly, doesn't it?
Oh, doesn't it just?
You know, we've just got a few minutes left of the show, and I think, you know, tell us of where you're going to be over the next few weeks there, Les.
Okay. Well, we mentioned having a coin on Thursday the 5th, and we said Victoria Park Hotel in Canton on Thursday the 12th.
Okay, that's and let's
and we're in Pennywain on Sunday the 15th. And we're a bit busy this month because we're in Aberdare on Wednesday the 18th.
Okay.
And Ferndale on Thursday the 19th.
Okay.
Treharris on Wednesday the 25th.
Okay.
And that's about it at the moment.
Okay, so
that's all the things that occur in between.
yeah, you know. So the this demonstration in Cardiff, obviously that's the one people can come along to, same as the one in the churches.
That's
what hotel did you say that was?
That's a Victoria Park Hotel.
Victoria Park Hotel. So if you are visiting Cardiff, or if you are around the Cardiff area, come and see Les and Maureen live at the Victoria Park Hotel in Cardiff. Come and join them. I know it's going to be a fantastic evening, and look forward to that. And you never know, Les, you may see me on Tuesday. You never know.
Oh, right.
You never know.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
So, yeah, that'll be nice to pop up there. But, you know, you can always contact Les and Maureen direct on their website, which is Mind, Body and Jones, all one word, mindbodyandjones.co.uk. You can find their Facebook pages there, their Twitter, you can email them there. Wonderful information, a lovely website. And I must urge and tell everyone as well, there is a telephone number at the top. If you are calling outside the UK, take off the zero and dial plus 447707 and then the rest of the number. Find it on mindbodyandjones.co.uk.
Mike, can I just mention as well, we've got a special website for mobile phones now, so which is mindbodyandjones.mobi, M-O-B-I.
Okay.
And if you do a search on mobile phone, it'll probably come up with that option automatically.
Okay.
So no problem there. It's to help people, because, you know, when you look at a normal website on a mobile, sometimes you've got to mess about with it to get the information off it.
Of course, of course.
So we've sort of solved that problem, if you like.
Perfect. Okay, so, you know, it's been wonderful having you on the show today, guys. It really has. You know, if you want to contact me, just come through to www.mikedavismedium.com or simply via mikespirit.fm, which is www.mikespirit.fm, of course. Contact me on Facebook, Mike Davis Medium, and there's where you'll be able to get more information of where I'm going to be over the next few weeks, few months. Come and see us live, and we'd love to meet up with you. Les, Maureen, it's been a fantastic show. I want to give you a big, massive thanks for coming on to the show today. As I said, it's taken a while.
Yeah, we've been trying, but we really enjoyed it. We thoroughly enjoyed it.
Well, good. I'm glad because, you know, as I said to you in the beginning, some people may think it's difficult to give a communication via the radio. But, you know, I know myself, after 4 years of working on radio, it's no different than having the person in front of me. That's why, you know, when we do a Skype-to-Skype reading, that way it works perfectly fine as well, because you don't need the person sat in front of you, and that's my opinion. So, you know, there's many ways of you contacting yourself and you, Les, and you, Maureen. Come and find us. It's Mind, Body and Jones or Mike Davis Medium. .com or Facebook, Mike Davis Medium. Les, Maureen, I want to again say thank you very much. But for me, it's good night, good day, wherever you are.
Thank you.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK Time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.